It used to eat my files I posted. Yeah.
Good morning. Today we're going to start the sugya of Gneiva and Gzeila. Of course, Gzeila is something that other people do, not Chas v'Shalom ourselves. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that Ruvam Begezel, most people are over the Yisur of Gezel, which means that if everyone takes a moment and looks to your right and looks to your left, chances are at least one of the two is a Gazlan. Now, the truth is, since you know you're honest and you're not Chas v'Shalom, you wouldn't steal. So, in that case, if Rubam Begezel, chances are both the people on your right and on your left are Oyver Nisr Gezel. Now, obviously, this does not mean that most people rob banks or when they pass by a beggar, they stick their hand into the can and help themselves to some pennies. We are talking about much more dakoistik and cases which people are mezalza with other people's money. But in Mirtz Hashem, as we go through the sugya, we're going to focus on the kind of issues, the ones that are less obvious and perhaps a bit less intuitive. Now let's begin with, what is the Isser of Gneiva or Gzeila? I'm going to use Gneiva and Gzeila interchangeably. The differences are primarily in Kefel and Dalet Vehei, which are not Negea today. But what is the makar that you're not allowed to steal? So, simply you would say, they serve loisignoif. However, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Ezeo Neshech, says that you do not need the pasuk of loisignoif to tell you you cannot steal. The Torah tells us there is an Isser of Aino, there's an Isser of overcharging people. There is a second law that deals with the Isser of Ribbis, charging interest. Now, if you can't overcharge people, and if there's an Isser of Ribbis, you're not allowed to take that money. So clearly, the Torah is makbid that you should not be taking money that belongs to other people. So the Gemara says we do not need the Pasuk Leisignoiv to teach us that you cannot steal. So Leisignoiv is coming to tell you two specific cases. Leisignoiv Almanas Lemekat, and Leisignoiv Almanas L'Shalem Teshlumei Kefil. What does that mean? So the signal of Amanas Lemekat means, Rashi explains, it means stealing in order to mitzaer another person. You're not stealing because you want the money. You're not stealing because you want to keep it for yourself. You're stealing it just as a joke to cause tsar to another person. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that it's also. It's learned out of the pasuk of the signal. Now, Shitim Mikubetzes says, how could this be? He says, Maisim b'chol yoyim, a person will grab something away from someone else as a joke. Be mitzar him. Grab one of your children, grabs an MP3 player from his brother. I'm not giving it back to you. According to what we're saying now, that's an isser of lisignov. So because of this, the Shittim Mikubetis is matzche, the Gemara says that the isser is only when you take it, you have no intention of returning it, you're going to keep it permanently. And in that, the Gemara is saying, even though normally you steal things to keep it for yourself, over here, even though you're not stealing it for yourself, you're stealing it just to be mitzayer the other person, but if you're not going to return it, you are over the isser of loisignoiv. Masha'inkein, if you're just taking it temporarily, you grab it, but you're going to give it back, it's just a joke, it may not be a nice thing to do, but the Shita says you're not over the isser of loisignoiv. What's the chiddush? Good kasha. What his point is that there's a hava mina to say gneva or gezeila is when you're taking it for yourself. Masha'enkein, if you're just being ma'akiv him from using it, you're not being koine, you're not being zoichin, you're not going to use it. That's not the isser of loisignoiv, kamashmol, and yes, and staka us. Now, although this is the pshat and the chitim mikubetzas, the ktsois and others are medayik from Rishonim, not like that, and the shultis, which we'll get to in a minute. And therefore, they all say a person that the halacha, a person has to be makbid, even if you're taking it temporarily. Still, you have to assume there's an isser of loisignoiv if you're doing it to be mitzayer another person. Now, this is something which comes up very often, certainly with siblings, where they'll get into an argument and one will grab something from another, and just as a joke or just to be mitzayer him, comes out that there is a very strong possibility that is an isser d'oraisa. On top of that, besides for these cases of a sibling, if you have a bacher who's in a dormitory, this is a very common occurrence in a dorm where a roommate will get angry, they're annoyed that his roommate plays the radio too loud or the music or whatever it is. So he decides, he grabs it away, and even though he plans on returning it, but this is an issu d'oraisa of loy signov.
Why is being mitzayir and naked gnei? It could be mitzayir a person many ways.
No, it's the other way around. If there's a hava mina, when you're not taking it for yourself, you're doing it just to be mitzayirim, there's a hava mina that's not gneva, kamash malon, even though you're doing mitzayir, it still is included in gneva.
But the shita of
The Shita holds that the case is only when you don't plan on giving it back. So there, the Gemara is coming to tell you that it's, even though you're not using it for yourself, it's only to be mitzar, not for your own use, still you're over yisra d'oraisa. Masha ein kein, if you're taking it to be mitzar, but you're going to return it, so it's certainly not a nice thing to do, certainly not the op, but the yisra geneva, you're not going to be over because you're getting it back. That's the Shita mikubetz's maskan. However, many the Tzais points out, for many Rishayim, not like that. And it says, even when you plan on returning it, you're taking it to be mitzar, and you're planning on returning it, you're still over the iser of loisignav.
Why?
Because you took it. Even though you're taking it temporarily, a person who is a ganif temporarily, he's saying it's still over the iser of loisignav.
Like a shoah.
What?
The same thing as being a shoah.
There is a concept of shoah shlomi das gathan. Now, shoah shlomi das happens to be those hirstamshas. And what happened? Go through the halachas. There are certain tanoim over here. Here, you're not using it, and therefore, even though you're not using it, and even though it's only temporarily, that's the Gemara's chiddush. You're still over the iser of lois signif.
What if you're not mechavet in mitzayir?
What are you taking it for?
It's in the way.
What?
You don't like the way where it is. You left it here.
I don't
know.
Okay. We'll get to this. Like that.
The guy left the stand. You know. Yeah.
If he doesn't have the
right, the guy got a bunch. You're taking.
Wait a second. That's not lesignov. You're not taking it for yourself. Moving it from one quarter to a base measure is not stealing. Stealing is when you're taking it when you're depriving the violin of it. When you're moving it from one side to another, that's not lesignov.
So in a dorm room, when you take the radio and you put it in the closet, you didn't. Take
well, when you hide it from him, or you put it in, you take it for yourself.
It's still sinner shus, right?
Okay, so you hide it where he can't get access to it. So again, so you'll have to deal when we get. When you pick it up and you do a mashiach and you take it for yourself, let me buy if you put it in your own suitcase, that's certainly geneva. Now you want to know if you just move it in the room from one place to another. Okay, I hear. We'll talk about the kinyani geneva and mashiach and hagbah. We'll get to that later on. But for now, the point is, even though you don't plan on keeping it and you're doing it just to be mitzar as it or as a schoik, it's still going to be aser. Okay, good. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, good. So that's what he's talking about. Whether you need the kinyanic, whether you have to have it, Ganav doesn't have to have das to have kinyanic neva. When he takes it for himself and he does a ma'isa hagbah mishicha, who have to deal with pratim, that's certainly not enough. You don't need the das kinyan, but you do need the definition of geneva is when you're taking it for yourself. Hava amino, it has to be for your own use. Here we're seeing, even if you're taking it for yourself in order as a joke or to be mitzayirim, that is also included in the issa.
If you're going to the Pnei HaShavim, would that be permissible?
So we'll get to in a few minutes certain cases. Shalom we find by you can be mishanim Pnei HaShavim. We don't find you can stam steal.
A case would be that let's say Reuben and Shimon want to buy something. Shimon bought it. Reuben was planning to Shimon's house. They were good friends. He's going to see it by Shimon, he's going to get all upset. So Levi took it away for the
Baal
of the witness. Okay. If he took it, if it's real Geneva, then it's going to be a problem.
Obviously, he's going to give it back.
Okay, so according to the Shittu Mekubetzes, if you're taking it temporarily and not for yourself, he says that wouldn't be included in the Yisr. So he says the person, what? His case is, yeah, he took it to his house. Okay, let me just go through a couple more of the Maram HaKayim, and I think many of the questions will be answered, otherwise I'll deal with it at the end. The Gemara says because you can learn that from my Noah and Ribbis. You don't need a Pasuk for Lo-Signa. Now, the Gemara says, Amanas Lameka, when you're stealing it in order to be Mitzayer, the other person. The Rambam brings down this halach a little bit differently. He adds, afil derech schoik, even if you're doing it as a joke. And the Mechaber actually brings down both lashonos. So it seems to be two different things. One is you're stealing to cause him pain. It's not as a joke. It's to mitzar him, but you're going to give it back to him or shita, or you're not going to keep it for yourself. The second case is you're doing it as a joke. You're not even. I don't know what exactly what's funny about it, but it's being done as a derech schoik. It's not there to cause him aklas nefesh. It's your entertainment. I don't know for him or for you, but that is still going to be awesome. Now, this, of course, everyone here, we're a few weeks before Purim. Everyone should be jumping, yelling and screaming. Should be asking me a kasha on this. The Ramah paskens in Hilchos Purim that if a person is, so there are two actually different halachas, if a person is either mazik or if a person steals b'toich simcha, he says it's mutter on Purim. So that's mutter. Derech simcha is going to be mutter. You cannot bring someone to Bezdin. Kach no'agu, and he says it's mutter. The problem is, l'chayra, it's connected to Mefurash HaGemara. The Gemara, at least the Rambam, according to the Mechaber, that there's an issue of Geneva, even Derech Schaik. What is the heter then on Purim to steal B'toich Simcha? So perhaps, I mean, there are a few terutzim. First of all, the mashmois over there is that there was a minhag on Purim to grab things, to grab things Derech Simcha. So if there is such a minhag, and this is understood that on Purim, you come to shul, someone will grab your hamantash and run away. So if there is such a minog we know has a tremendous tekif in halacha. So if you are in shul during this period of time, so then you're makabel the minog and it would be mutter. So although b'derech klav on a random Tuesday morning, you're in the mood of a little entertainment and you want to steal mitaych schoik, that is going to be awesome. Specifically on Purim, which was a zman of simcha, where there was a minhag and that kach nogu to be misameach in certain ways, that perhaps would be a reason why it would be mutter. Now, either way, the Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchos Purim says that this was fine back then when people understood what simcha was and there was simcha shel mitzvah. Today, where people, when they do these kind of things, mitayv simcha, it is more hoilulus than simcha shel mitzvah. He says this halacha would not apply. And he says today, even on Purim, even mitayv simcha, it would be aser.
If you drink.
What?
If you drink.
For sure, if you drink. No. Again, the point over here is if the derech was, in the case, if you look at it, the makarov, it was, they used to grab the food from each other by the suda. So if that becomes the minhag, that's what people do with the suda. So it's not gzeil anymore. Whenever someone comes to a suda, it's adaita dahaki. When they bring the bottle of wine to the suda, they know someone else may very well take a drink from it. So once you have a minhag, and that's when you show up, you're makabel. There it happens to be a halacha. There's a Rosh talks about by a chasim kalo, by a chasim, where they were riding a horse and they got into an accident, and he discusses this concept that you may be pater mitayich simcha. Now they make chalukim between a big hezek and a small hezek. There are all sorts of chalukim. But conceptually, if you're dancing at a chasim and someone gets hurt, where there was nothing malicious, but it was, this is the simcha, this is how they dance, and there are certain risks involved, it's very likely you'd be patur. Because that's kach nagu, this is the way people act at a chasana. And adai to dahachi, when you show up, you know, someone may step on your toe when you're dancing. That's an occupational hazard. If you don't want that to happen, leave after the chuppah. Yes. Gzela, if you did a behesha like gzela, unless you, I mean, it's true there was no tsar, but l'chor to take.
What's the trigger for the problem? Because the guy is not.
I hear. But pashas, you would say, are loy plur. Pashas, we're coming to say that even though it's mitaych tsar, you're not doing it to keep it for yourself, it's still going to be aser. So the fact that you had charata beforehand and you did shuva, the moment you took it, that itself was aser. Now you did shuva, you gave it back, and he never noticed it. But Lamaisa, you took it from me. You're over the Isra Vlay Sigzal. What? The Grad is very makbit to quote. If you look over there in Tafayin Gimel, there are those that don't like the minhag because of this idea. Now, it's hard to call that geneva because the father obviously expects the child to take it, and he's not machbid on it. So it's certainly the child's not registered with signoi when the father, I mean, usually the father allows the child. The father, if you didn't want the child to take it, he stomach has an etza. So clearly it's being done for shows, but they call being choytif the afikoyman. They're machbid not to use a lotion of stealing the afikoyman, although in English I don't think that's carried over, for this reason. But the father, parent is certainly letting the child take it, and therefore you don't have a real chashash and halach. So this is derech tzar is going to be aser, derech simcha is going to be aser as well. The Sheiltus has a very interesting case. His case was that you have your next door neighbor. Your next door neighbor's child is a very flagrant and irresponsible child. He's constantly leaving his bike out. And every time you see him, you tell him it's going to get stolen, it's going to get wet, it's going to get ruined. And the child does what children do. And it's so one day, you come out, you're on your way to shul, you see again the bike is outside. You say, okay, I had enough. You take the bike, you take it, you put it into your garage. And you figure, let the child sweat it out a little bit. He'll think it's stolen, he'll think it's lost. And eventually, when he comes knocking on my door and asks me for it, I'll give it back to him. But that way, he'll learn his lesson. He'll learn responsibility, and he'll start taking care of his bicycle. Mutter or aser? Zok the Sheiltus. It's before the Gemara. The Gemara says, like Signoi is coming to tell us, Almanas Lameka, or Almanas Lahachse. He says over here, even though you're doing it for the tayelis of the child, you want to teach him a lesson. There are many ways to teach people lessons and to give them chinuch. Stealing from them is not one of them. And therefore, the Sheiltus says this would be a case of Goizla Menas Lamekat, and he says it would be Aser. Well, again, you can teach him responsibility, but to steal is not the way to be Mechanech, a child, and he says it would be Aser. Oh, that's true. A Rebbe has the right to hit for Chinuch when it's appropriate. So if you're his Rebbe, and you want to say you want to take it away, Yesh Ladin. We'll talk about that in a moment. But if you're his next-door neighbor, you can't hit a child, your next-door neighbor's kid, because you hold it's good for his chinuch. A parent, perhaps, a rebbe, perhaps, but not a next-door neighbor. So in this case, for a neighbor to go ahead and to steal it, that would be a goyzal menas l'mekat, and that would be awesome. Now, what about a rebbe? The child comes and he brings his smartphone to 7th grade, so the rebbe would like to confiscate it. Does he have the right to do so? This Sheiltus sounds like no. The Sheiltus is saying that stealing in order to teach the child the lesson is going to be awesome. And so the Pesach Choshen actually says, it's probably motive for him to hold on to it temporarily. That much he can be slamming on the sheet of Mukhubetz. But he says, it's a chiv at the end, ultimately at the end of the year or at some point to give it back. Now in this, okay, if you hold it's lafrusha, if you hold it something which can only be used la'isr, and therefore it's pashal lafrusha me'isura, then yesh ladin. Now, there are two svaras which are perhaps a reason to be mako. The first is, actually, we really should take a step back. What happens, although the Sheiltus says, if your next-door neighbor's child leaves his bike out, you can't steal it from them to teach them a lesson. What if it's your child? Can you go ahead, can you steal it from them in order for them to teach them responsibility? Oh, very good. So over here, when a child has something, as we discussed by Rikos, even if Loimi boy, if you bought it for them, so it's yours, you're letting them use it. Even if their grandparents bought it for them for their birthday, in which case, what does that have to do with you? It was a present from another person, and a child, although a child doesn't have a kinyan, it becomes the child's midaraisa. Nevertheless, the halacha is a kohen asemech al shulchan aviv. The halacha is whatever, even when he gets a present, it belongs to the father. So in that case, where the father really owns the bike, although he's kind enough to let the child use it during the rest of the year, but if at this point he wants to take it away, he would have the right to do it. It certainly would not be a shayel of guest. What? Well, if the child understands, perhaps you should really take a step back. If you machanach him, that whatever he has belongs to you. And if he understood that, then it's not gzeila. You're just telling him you can't use it anymore. So that's the first one. By father, by parent, it's certainly his. Now, a Rebbe doesn't have this heter. Even past bar mitzvah is a machlokes. If he gets a matana, if it's yours, then it's not, but after, if he gets a matana from someone else, there it's a shayla. But by semach l'shulchan aruch, there are many shittas that hold it's still going to be yours. But let me just get it. So going back to the case of a Rebbe certainly doesn't have this hat. The items don't belong to him. However, yesh l'odoin, that if there's a school policy that you bring a smartphone to school, it gets confiscated. So when the parent sends the child to school, it's adapted to the hafi. He is following the rules and regulations of the school, and he understands that if the child gets caught with a smartphone, it will be taken away. In which case, you would not have a shayla of gezel, it's sabar v'kibel, it's lagar, and the Rebbe would be able to take it away. What? The Rebbe, right. The Rebbe cannot use the smartphone that he takes, correct. The second sad heter in this, I saw in Shem Rizal Menachemya, that a Rebbe has the right, al pi halacha, to hit a child. Now, don't try that today, but at least when it's needed for the child's chinuch, if that's what needs to be done, that he has the right to do that. So he says, a svara of malik fiyah begufay, malik fiyah bemoinay, that while it's certainly usher to hit anyone, still, if a Rebbe who is achroi on the chinuch of the child can do so, if that's litayelas. So hu hadin, while it's usher to steal from someone, if it is litayelas for the child's chinuch, he perhaps would have the right to do so. And that being said, it's hard to imagine how keeping it and not giving it back, even at the end of the year or at some point when he graduates, is the tayelas of the chinuch. So if it's not needed, and you can do the same chinuch by ultimately giving it back at the end of the year or giving it to the parents, then l'chayr this hatter would not apply. The same way a Rebbe cannot hit a child if it's not needed for the chinuch. So again, it's tzarichi in Medina, it's something which should not be done quickly, but there are at least svaras to say that a Rebbe would have the right to do it if it's needed for chinuch. That's true. We understand why he can confiscate it. The question is why he's allowed to keep it. And why at the end of the year, or certainly when he graduates, it doesn't get returned. They already, it's not a hezek to the class. At some point, it's not a hezek for the child either. At that point, l'chari should have to give it, he should have to give it back. Now you have to realize, even when it is a hezek, this idea that I can go ahead and be mazik someone because it's good for him is a chiddush. And you have to take that think long and hard before you make these decisions. I mean, to what extent, if you pass an adult with a smartphone, are you going to go ahead and say, take it and smash it? So this is a very slippery slope and a dangerous, if this is the het you're being samech on, you have to be very careful, and again, it's mutal on bezdin perhaps, but for a yachid to decide, I hold this as aser, and therefore I can take his money and steal his money, is a very extreme position.
The Rebbe to hit a child is only if there's no other way.
Correct. Yeah.
There are a million other ways. It's incompetence.
Okay. Okay. Your objection is noted. Okay, you know, yesh l'chalik between the Eved in this case, but I don't want to get too sidetracked on this on this far. So ultimately, to summarize it, what we're coming out is that even if it's derech schoik, even if it's as a joke, you're not doing it because you're a ganev, nevertheless, there's an issa daraisa. Even when it's for the ta'eles of the person, there is still an iser. Perhaps when you're achroi on that person's chinuch, there the halacha is different. Now, a similar case, which is something which is unfortunately ma'isim b'chol yoyim, and it's a very difficult situation to deal with, is what happens if you have, we'll flip the case, instead of dealing with your child for his ta'alas, let's say a person is caring for an older relative who's unable to care for themselves. And they need something, they need help, they need certain assistance. And they, for some reason, the parent doesn't recognize the need and doesn't want to go ahead and spend the money. Do you have the right to use their money to buy things or to pay for things that are for their tayelas? Now, we just learned from the she'iltos that not so quick. If you're stealing something from a child in order to be mechanechim, again, if his chinuch is not mutlan, you're doing it to teach him a lesson. Nevertheless, it's gzela. You can't steal just because it's for the greater good. What happens when there's some, where you're using someone else's money to buy something for them, which you hold as latayelis, but they're not masking to it? So this, again, is something which don't, you know, certainly not, a person certainly should not be moriheta for himself. But we do find in a number of cases where the halacha is you do for someone, or you do use someone's money, bal karcha. The halacha is a person is captured, or if his daughter is captured, and he does not want to pay the ransom, he doesn't want to spend his money on that, halacha is poyde bal karcha. You take his money, and you're poyde either him or his daughter, mishum pgam mishpacha. He's kicking and screaming, I don't want to do it. Nevertheless, because it's a tzairich for him, the halacha is, we're kaifa him. The same thing, no, this is a din, as I said, this is a din in bezin. The same thing is true if you have an ani, who is not an ani, he's an asher, he has plenty of money, but he's too cheap, he doesn't want to spend the money on his own needs. He'd rather take money from tzedakah. The halacha is, you give him mois tzedakah, and niframi mero bakarcha. Then you go ahead and you take it, you collect it from him, because the fact that a person is cheap and stingy on himself is not a heter for him to take tzedakah. Bezin has the right to go ahead and to collect the money bar karta. So these are all cases where a bezin, and we're talking about a bezin, has the right to say that this is a tzayruch for the person, and although he doesn't recognize it, although he doesn't want to spend his money on it, we are going to be koy for him and use his money to do something which is for his tayyamas. No, it's himself. The first, he is captured. No, but the other cases where he was captured. First of all, he was captured where you're appointed to him with his own money, even though he says no, because it's a tayelis. Being in captivity is not good for a person. And while he may not recognize him, while to him his money might be more important than his life / ruchnius, whatever it is, Bezin says this is the wrong decision, and we have the right to force you to use your or spend your money for something which is your tayelis. So at least in extreme cases where it is a clear need, Bezdin has this right. Now, whether a stama person has the right to make this decision, that is not pashut at all. However, Pesach Choshen has a chiddush. He says that when you have a person who is not capable of taking care of their own affairs, he says that the chiyuv on Bezdin is to appoint an apotropos. They have to appoint a guardian who will manage the person's affairs. Today, we do not have bat din. We don't have a formal system that can set up an apotropos, a power of attorney. He suggests that the kroivim, the immediate family, have the right to act as an apotropos. Now, again, it's something which is a chiddush lahalacha, and the cases that we find this are all extreme cases where there's a clear need, without any doubt, but al kopan, and we do see this mostly in halacha, when there is a real need, even though the person is not bedas, is not capable of making this decision, an apotropos, a bezdin, or perhaps a family member may have the right to make these decisions for them. Again, these are very dakas dikei inyanim. If it comes up, certainly it's something that you should be speaking with a moir hayra, but these are the marim kaimas, these are the factors that would be taken into account to make this kind of decision. Excuse me? Either. The point is, if it's something which is needed and he's not prepared to spend the money, then Bezdin can be kaifa and use his money to buy it.
If you can't get access to his money after he dies, would you, and the Bezdin said, yeah, it's the right thing to do, can they get that before the Yorshim?
Yeah, yes. Yes. So this is the halacha of a person stealing, not with the intention of keeping it for himself, but for some other ulterior motive. Now, the Lashon of the Mechaber, when he brings down this halacha, he brings down that it's usher to steal, but he ends off, kidesh lo yargal atzmei b'kach, so that you shouldn't get used to it. Now, this is the Lashon HaRambam. Lachem Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam, that why is the Rambam explaining, giving you a reason, shlo yargal atzmei b'kach? It's a pasuk, l'isignoivu. Zokta Lachem Mishnah, the Rambam understood this is an asmach to ba'alma, and this is not an issur d'oraisa. It's only an iser kedesh lo yargal atzmei b'kach. To be over the iser of geneva, you need to be stealing it for yourself, or you're going to keep it. But if you're doing it just at l'schoik or to be mitzarim, there it is not an iser d'oraisa. It's only an asmachta, an iser d'rabbanan. Now the Shulchan Aruch Rav and others are chaylik. Now, in truth, If you go back, what is the makar of this halacha? Gemara asks, why do you pasul v'leisignoi learn out from oino and ribbis? Gemara says, what's the pasuk for? It's almanas lameka. If you learn the Rambam, it's the Rabbanon, then the Gemara is a pella. Because the Gemara is explaining that this is what we need the pasuk of v'leisignoi for, so that obviously it's a daraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the Rambam, even the Rambam holds it, and it's a daraisa. And when he says Kadesh Shol Yargo Atzmei B'Kach, he says that is the derech of the Rambam in many cases to be explaining the reason for the mitzvah. But he says nevertheless it would be an Issa Daraisa. Now in truth, if you hold that is Drabanon, that would really be another explanation going back to Akasha from Purim. If there's an Issa to steal derech Schoik, how could it be that on Purim we say Mitech Simcha it is Mutter? So if the Isser is only Durabonon, Kadesh, or Yargo Bekach, so you shouldn't get used to it, it's a nasty habit, so then Stam Derech Schoik on your own to do it is going to be also Kadesh, or Yargo Bekach. Mashenkin on Purim, which was a specific time, where Mitzvah Simcha, Chazah, were Mako, so there, number one, it's a Heimamru, Heimamru, and we do not have this problem of Shal Yargo Atman Bekach, because it is limited to a specific circumstance. The Kenyan Torah B'Halacha, Chelik Beis Simen Kov Beis, takes this a step further. He says like this. He says there's a difference between Geneva and Gezela. When the Halacha that you can't steal Amanas Letzar, talking about a Ganav. Somebody, you go ahead behind his back and you steal. Now, I don't know what the joke is. I don't know what's funny about it. But that, we're afraid stealing is a bad habit to get into. And even though you mean it as a joke, it's still going to be awesome. The case on Hilchos Purim where it's Motor, he says, is Dafka Gezela, where you're sitting at the Suda, you grab a Ham and Tash from him. Where it's being done in front of him, he says, there's less of a chashash of a Yargal Atmei Bekach. Because it's done open, Gezela, where everyone sees you, is something which people is much less common, unless you're extremely strong or extremely brave, it is not a very good career. So by Gezela, where it's done openly, there already we have less of a problem. That's where they are Mako Mitaych Simcha. Mashenki by Gneva, which is done secretly and hidden in a sneaky way, there we have this problem, even there Simcha, and there it's going to be awesome.
I heard that
there are such shitas that say that. The Minog Klayosol certainly is to take it, as we mentioned before. It's not Gneva because the parents allow it. In chinuch, okay, so it's certainly the minog is not to be choishish for that, and the minog is to assume that the children understand that parents are letting them do it, and it's something which is unique and for the well said. Well, I don't know. Shloyaga lots of bakach. I don't know with siblings. I think it's takarugel bakach for gzela. Can you tell me, okay, we can't take it too far. There is an Isser of Yargo Bekach. In this case, and we'll see, there's a Bach and a Drisha in another specific case. It could be the Derech Simcha, the Minog was to be Mekel. But to go ahead and to extend this and say, now we're never worried about it, you can't do it. Well, my Yisrael Chazal said it's also because of this Yargo Atzman Bekach. Now the Mechaber continues and says another halacha. Now this halacha is a halacha which at first glance sounds like it's not Negea at all. It sounds almost petty, but we're going to see this is extremely, extremely relevant in many cases. Mechaber continues. He says, "Asur lignoiv afilu kol shehu din toyer." It's asur to steal even a kol shehu. Stealing any amount, anything of value, is going to be asur midaraisa. What is the Mechaber coming to tell us with kol shehu? So what the Mechaber is coming to tell us over here is that there's a halacha that if you steal something, there's only a chiyuv hashava if it's worth a pruta. Now, a pruta is not very much money, depending on the value of silver, a penny, two pennies, it's even less. If you steal less than a pruta, there is no chiyuv to return. Zok the Mechaber. Don't confuse the fact that there's no chiyuv hashava with a heter. It's certainly going to be aser. It's aser midoy raisa. But there's no chiyuv to go ahead and to return it. Yes, the Sma says, just like if you eat something which is asr, chatzi shir asr min ha-tayr. If you eat less than the shir, it's asr midoraisa, even though there's no malchus. Hu hadin, if you steal, the shir of stealing is a pruta. Less than a pruta is asr of chatzi shir, but you just don't have a chiyuv hashav. Now, what is this neger? I mean, most people, if you're going to steal, You're not going to steal a penny, right? You're gonna do it right. What? You have to make it worthwhile, yes. When is this negeya? Let's say fellow goes ahead, he walks into Home Depot, and he walks out with a drill. Either he steals it b'kavano or shaloi b'kavano. But he ends up walking out with the drill. Now, as Agdama, we're assuming everyone's all Jewish. Nothing. We're not going into any heterum of maybe a guy is different, maybe it isn't. That will deal with it a different year. But assuming everyone is Jewish, you walked out with a drill. What do you do now? Is there a chiyuv hashav? Drill's worth more than a pruta, right? But who owns the drill? Who do you steal from? Who owns Home Depot? The answer is a lot of shareholders. Any given shareholder, now again, I don't mean to pick on Home Depot, but any given shareholder in a large company owns a small fraction of a percent. In Cain, it is very likely there is no single owner that you took a pruta from. And it would come out that there's no chiyuv hashav. Now, to make it very clear again, this is not a heter lecharchila. Do not walk out of the shir. Rabbi Marburger said you can steal drills from Home Depot. It's certainly aser and aser midoraisa, even if it's pachas mikashir. But after the fact, if you stole it, whether it was b'mezid or b'shoigig, if we want to know whether there's a chiv to return it, if you determine that based on the value of what you took, divide that by the, you have to find the biggest shareholder. If there's one big shareholder, you're in trouble. But if the biggest shareholder, his chelik of this drill is less than a pruta, it would come out, there is no chiyuv hashav.
They're not giving the rights over to the Baal that he represents them?
He's representing it, he's managing it, but if you want to know whose money you took collectively, you stole from every single shareholder.
They're not allowed to give that right over to him?
What?
They're not allowed to give that right over to him? It's yours that God is stealing.
I don't know when people buy stocks what their kavana is, but I don't think their kavana was to give over the buyer's clap at Geneva to the CEO. Not really. Revelation Ribbis has nothing to do with corporate structure. He says as long as there's no personal, there's no Shibud Haguf, he says there's no Issa Ribbis. He says, Mephorish, this heter applies even when there's no entity. If I give you money and I say my claim is against your house, he says the same heter applies. So he's not dealing with a corporate entity. His point is, it's a din and Ribbis of Shibud Haguf. Okay, well, it means you stole from a million people. Well, whether a person steals from a shutvis or for a yachid, I don't know whether it's a bigger isser because there are multiple partners. Oh, 100%. The Gemara Bava Metzia talks about this case. If you steal three prutas from three shutvim, it's mavur over there, even though the drill is worth more than a pruta. If it's owned by three shutvim and each one owns less than a pruta, the halacha is there's no chiyuv hashav. Now, the truth is, this really raises a question. Why is there no chiyuv hashava for less than a pruta? What's this din of chai? What's the significance of a pruta? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because less than a pruta, a yid is meichel. He's meichel. The problem is, let's go back to our drill case. I'm assuming over here there are probably a couple of people here who have mutual funds, and they own a couple of shares in Home Depot. How many of you were meichel, the guy that stole the drill? How do you know anyone stole it? You don't know the guy stole the drill. So therefore, if the whole svara is, then less the pruta to the person's meichel, what happens if the victim has no idea that it was taken? And that's certainly true. What? Mechila shlemidas. L'chor yir shlemidas doesn't work, right? If yir shlemidas doesn't work, you have to actually know about it to be meyayish. L'chor hu adin mechila. If you don't know about it, you were never meichel. So over here, the many achrayim discusses in Rebino, Machan Ephraim, Minchas Chinuch, they all deal with this issue. They want to know, and they make a number of chalukim. What happens if you steal a half a pruta, and then you go back and you steal another half a pruta? Is there a chiyuv hashav or not? So it's a mavur, there is a chiyuv hashav. The problem is if there's a mechila, once there's a mechila, it's a mechila. It's over. It's not his anymore. And if there's a true mechila, then even if you stole another half a pruta afterwards, there shouldn't be a chiyuv. To make the question even worse, chatzi shira is aser. Why? Because it's chasi litzdarufe. Because if you do it again, you have a full shir. But if there's an automatic mechila on a half a pruta, it's not chazir litzdarufe. Because by inherently, there's a built-in mechila right away, and therefore you can never be over an isur by stealing a second time. So Bimiyash of these kashas, the Erech Shai and Imribino both say similar approaches. We basically say that we do not mean, when we talk about mechila less than a pruta, it does not mean the regular mechila where the person says, I am oichel. What it means is that it's such an insignificant amount, a yid is not makbid to get it back. And because he's not makbid to get it back, the Torah was not, did not create a chiyav ashava in such cases. But it's not a true mechila. The person doesn't know about it. It is just a lack of kepeda. And therefore, if you steal a half a pruta and another half a pruta, it's mitzdarif. There already, it certainly would have the shear. And conversely, when you have shutvim, where you have shareholders, even if they don't know about it, because to each of them it's not a significant amount, there the Torah never created chiyav ashava. So halacha l'maisa, in such a case, if each shutif lost less than a pruta, and there is no one shutif that owns that lost more than a pruta, there would be no chiyav to actually do a hashava. So it's owned by a government. I hear. I'm not sure about Mamon HaTzibur. Actually, Rav Moshe has such a mahalach. He looks okay. It's a mechudish dika tshuva. He told me he was made a case of someone who stole from a city and wanted to do tshuva. So he has a chiddush that a government, he says, is not a regular bialus, it's not a regular shutvus. You have to look, when someone's taking from the government, you look at whether he's goyer mehefsid to each individual person. So if the citizens' taxes will go up by some amount because of what you did, he says at that point you have to deal with being a mazik or garmi, and there you would have a chiyav hashava. In a case, in a chanami, he says in a case where it's not going to have a material impact on the taxes, he says the chiyav hashava he would not have. Now he's not coming to be mekol lechachila. He's just in this tshuva he's dealing with a hashava after the fact, and he looks at whether individual taxpayers will end up having to pay more. Now the truth is, with the taxpayers, you have to know. Because although if you divide it by 365 million people, or however many Americans there are, it's less than a pruta. As we all know, 47% of the country does not pay taxes. So if we have a couple of yidalach, or even one, who's worth enough that his chelik of taxes that gets paid goes by a pruta, which is not that much, then you're ready, you have a problem. So you would, perhaps if you'd want to do this, you'd have to call the three or four ashirim that we know about and see if you get their mechila. But it's yitachin, a couple of big, heavy taxpayers do lose a prutza for when you steal, even though the vast majority of people, it will make absolutely no difference.
Why is it considered a chatzi ashir? I mean, ashir, there's
half of it is almost stealing. No, so Rashi says, he's medayik, it's lo sigzo v'heshev es akzela. So only something which is a bar hashava is nichlal iser of leisigzo. So it's a niyut from the pasuk. It's not just, it's regular leisigzo, but he's moichel, so keep it. We say you're not over the leisigzo because in nismayit there's a shear of something which is bar hashava. Nevertheless, it's chatzi shear. But it's again, it's not just a question of mechila. No. It's not nichlal. You're not over leisigzo because the shear of gezela is something which is shayeh hechiyav hashava. And since it's not shayach chiyav hashava, it is not, you don't have the shear of gzeil. But nevertheless, it's chatzi shear, just like by machalas asuras as well.
So if you saw a small bunch of jewels every single day, at some point, if you truly have to give them all back.
Yes, the moment you steal a half a pruta, and then you steal another half a pruta, at that point, it is a full pruta, and heyos, there's no true mechila, you have to give it back. And it would come out very interesting. It would come out, if the shareholder realizes you took it, and is moichel beferish, then if you steal it again, you know there's no chiyav hashav, because the first one is gone. It's a real mechil. My she'enkin, this halacha doesn't mean it's yours. It's not shaloi. You steal a drill and you mekayish nisha with it, it's not going to work. It's not yours. Just there's no chiyav hashav because to each bialim it's insignificant. So if that's your heter, I mean, I don't mean heter, but if that's your rationale for keeping it, once you now have two drills of theirs, and collectively there is a pruta to some of the shotvim, now there's a chiyuv to return. No. So that's a separate halacha. If you steal a pruta, you can't go, hey, I'm going to give you a tenth of a pruta, and I'm going to. Once it's chal the chiyuv hashava, you have to be meshiv the entire amount.
What if you have a big bunch of shutvim who are going to
100 ganovim. Okay, there's a lot more to cover, but Emirat Hashem, we'll continue next week.